we must not take the general picture of the time and impose that on that individual. If we do that, what we're actually doing is taking a generalized description of a time, and we are creating an individual who conforms to it. A proper approach historically is to work in just the other direction, from the individual to the general societal picture. The great men of history have not conformed in every respect to the pattern of their time. If we took the general picture of, let's say, France at the end of the 18th and beginning of the 19th century, and then we forced Napoleon into that schema, we'd no longer have Napoleon. So what you've got in Oslin is a piece of reductionism where Jesus is reduced to the time in which he lives. And if you do this for any historical figure, you will never, never be faithful to that historical figure, and you will never understand the historical figure. That may not be terribly important when it comes to Napoleon, but it is desperately important when it comes to Jesus Christ.